Good evening. So on Erev Yom Kippur, and according to many, really beginning tomorrow morning, there is a very big mitzvah to eat. There's a mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur itself. The Gemara learns from the fact that the Torah says, "Anisim es nafshosechem b'tisha l'chodesh ba'erev," that you should afflict yourself on the ninth of the month. So it learns out from there that that means you fast on the 10th of the month, but what about the 9th of the month, Erev Yom Kippur, that you're supposed to eat? And the Gemara says that if you eat, you will receive reward as if you afflicted yourselves on the 9th and the 10th. There's a very big mitzvah to eat tomorrow. One is not allowed to fast for any reason, even to fast for a bad dream. In fact, Mishnah Berurah mentions, the Gemara mentions, that sometimes people who would normally be involved in fasting or even who had a normal schedule of study will break early in order to be able to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So what's the reason for the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So I think on a simple level, and this is how Rashi, the Rush, understand it, is that you're eating to prepare for the fast. That you eat on Erev Yom Kippur so that you will have the strength to fast on Yom Kippur. So that could explain. The Gemara says that you'll get reward as if you fasted on both the 9th and the 10th, meaning that on the 9th you prepared yourself to fast on the 10th, so therefore there's reward given for both days. There's another opinion of the Shibboleth Leket, which says the opposite. Says that, no, the reason for eating on Erev Yom Kippur is we want to afflict yourself on both days. So if you eat a lot the day before the fast, so then the fast will end up being more difficult. So at least according to that school of thought, the idea is really to make the fast more difficult. That's why it's considered like you're fasting both days. The Aruch HaShulchan mentions that both perspectives are true. To one extent, if you eat a lot, so it may be more uncomfortable to fast. At least I know if I enjoy a big meal that I'm thinking about the meal, it could be more difficult. At the same time, throughout the day, that meal that you had the day before will benefit you to allow you to fast throughout the day. Rabbeinu Yonah mentions another perspective, that it's not about making the fast easier or more difficult, but Yom Kippur is a yontif. And normally on a yontif, we have an obligation to have a meal. Well, we can't have a meal in Yom Kippur. It's prohibited from the Torah to eat. But we have to have a Yom Kippur yontif meal because we're so joyous about the fact that that Hashem is going to grant us atonement and we have this opportunity. So we have to celebrate, at least physically, on one day. So that's why we eat the day before, because we're essentially having the Yom Kippur yontif meal the day before. So are there any practical differences between these explanations? So it was asked in the Achronim, in the more recent authorities, whether, let's say in a case where someone knows for health reasons that they won't be able to fast the next day. So then would there be a mitzvah for them to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? So if you were to say, like the answer of Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's because it's a yontif meal for Yom Kippur, so then yeah, it wouldn't make a difference. If you say that it has to do with making the fast easier, or maybe even making the fast more difficult, so then if someone knows that they're not going to be able to fast, so perhaps some have at least entertained the possibility that maybe you could say that they wouldn't have an obligation to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. That being said, I'll just say even within that school of thought that it's about preparing for the fast. It could be, let's say, as we mentioned yesterday, someone knows they're going to have to eat, but if they at least fill up a little bit before an Erev Yom Kippur, so it will still allow them to eat less. So even within that opinion, it could it could turn out that the mitzvah would still exist. Moshe Feinstein addresses what about taking pills that will either give you energy or will give you nourishment for the fast day. Is that a fulfillment of eating before eating on Erev Tisha B'Av? So he says no. He says at the end of the day, and others have this perspective as well, that regardless of different explanations, the fact is Chazal learned from a drasha that we're supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, so that means specifically eating. And in general, I think either way, one would eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But I think it's important to take to heart, especially what Rabbeinu Yonah says, that Yom Kippur is a yontif. It's not like Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur is a happy day. It's a day of Gemara says it's the one of the two happiest days, the day of ultimate connection with Hashem, ultimate opportunity. And for that, we celebrate tomorrow with food, and we celebrate Mirsa Hashem the day after with all of the Yom Kippur observances.